Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place. The point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Rich or Miss, episode 49. Hi, Richers. This is Hayut, and this is our 49th episode. That means that we are soon celebrating our first anniversary. For this occasion, we prepared great things for you. In the meantime, I would like you to go to richormiss.com and leave us a comment or a message or a wish for the second year. But mainly what I really want to hear from you is your comments regarding my show. I want to hear what you like about it and what you don't like about it. Is there any other issue you would like me to address? Any other guests? I'm very excited about this podcast, and it has been a fantastic and most exciting year. Your thoughts and ideas and comments are very important for me, so I can know towards our next year together what to keep and, more important, how I can better serve you with more relevant content. So, just hold on a bit to our surprises, and in the meantime, enjoy this episode. Christoph Trapp, the authentic storyteller, is a career storyteller who has worked as a journalist, a non-profit executive, and a content marketing strategist and coach. He is a global keynote speaker, frequent blogger, and author. His digital initiatives have been recognized globally. From 2014 to 2017, he helped hospitals across the United States share their authentic stories and also took a short stint in the content marketing software vertical. In late 2017, Christoph joined Stamets Business Media as their director of content, overseeing three publications and their digital transformation and integration. Christoph Trapp, it's such a pleasure to have you here. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And I just shared with our audience what you've done until now. And I would like you to share with us, what are you doing and most passionate about today? And where are you heading?
Yeah, great. Thank you. So my career has been in storytelling, and I first started doing that in journalism. Interestingly, of course, had you asked me if that was storytelling back then, I would have said, no, it's journalism. but typical journalistic answer, of course. I took that to corporate communications and then ultimately ended up in content marketing, digital strategy, those kind of things. And today, what I actually do for a full-time job is I'm helping three publications make the digital and business evolution to omni-channel content distribution. So wrote a couple books. Of course, I have my blog on authenticstorytelling.net where I share all kinds of stories, tips on social media, anything I run into that I think is worth sharing. So, you know, people relate to stories instead of just, here's some content. I mean, the joke, as you know, the joke goes, you know, kids don't come up to their parents and say, could you please read me some content? They come up to you and say, could you read me a story?
What do you mean by helping publishers? What is special about them in terms of storytelling?
Yeah, well, first of all, so, you know, publications change, right? So it used to be print. If you had the printing press, you could own the market. And of course, today, anybody can start, you know, a website. And if you can build your audience really quickly, you could actually own a market. And we've seen that, like, especially in the travel industry, there is a lot of sites out there that have really, really good stories, you know, and they build their market without ever having a print publication or a printing press, which really used to be the entry point for publishers. And then, of course, now, how do you move that model? I don't want to say only digital, but how do you move it omni-channel? And so, you know, my experience has been helping companies, large and small, figuring out how to stay relevant in an ever-changing, you know, industry and ever-changing market.
Sure. And what are you most passionate about? What are you really passionate about today or the near future?
Yeah. So what's interesting to me is, you know, how do people stay relevant? And yes, we all want to make money and we all want to be successful. But really, the way you make money is by being relevant and staying in front of your audience. So how do we tell better stories? How do we tell more relevant stories? And then how do we get them in front of people? And it's really an ever moving target. So I'm excited about, I'm passionate about, how do we do that? How do we figure out the new tactics? How do we tell better stories? You know, I know you're a large part of your audience is entrepreneurs. And one of my favorite stories is when I go to like startup events, people say to me, I say, what do you do? And you know what they say? I hear this all the time. It's like a really bad trend. And people say, oh, it's so hard to explain. And I, you know, but let me try. And I'm like, wow, thank you for setting me up to believe in you, right? So it might be difficult, it might be hard, but if you can't explain your story, if you can't share it in a way that people can relate to it and you set them up to actually buy into what you're doing, it's really, really hard to be successful and you know, to even own a piece of the market. So
totally. I told you that I believe that marketing is all about seeing things from the point of view of the customers. And the issue is not only to find who are the customers that are ready to use your product or buy it, but many times startups are failing to define what they are bringing to the table. When I ask, what are you doing? Even the two entrepreneurs, the two partners of the startup, usually can't define it the same way because they're afraid to miss something. So the definition is a very, very big issue. And I agree with you so much. I always say that very well-known secret in selling is that if you can't define it, you can't sell it.
Right.
I wanted to ask you, who are your customers today? You talked about the publications. How did you figure out that they are the one you want to work with?
Yeah, so what's interesting about it is basically what I do is you can pick up and move to different industries, right? So I've worked in probably 15 to 30 different industries. I haven't totaled that up in a while, but basically I've done nonprofits, I've done SaaS, I've done publishing, I've done media, I've done other places, right? And really what happens is the art of storytelling and the science of storytelling, you can move from industry to industry. So really the people I don't want to say target, but most of my customers are usually executives of companies who are trying to change things, whether we call it digital transformation or business evolution or whatever it might be. And then also marketers, because the branding is storytelling. But when you look at what are the best performing articles on my blog, by far, they are social media tips related to storytelling. Here's how to do a new thing on Instagram. And like somebody else may not have covered it yet. And I found a trick on how to do it simpler, right? So those are some of the most read articles. So it is really executives who are looking for the digital transformation, business evolution piece. And then also marketers. And of course, the bigger your company gets, that could also include communications, public relations, and those kind of things.
I'm curious. You know, this podcast, as I told you, is all about being customer focused and finding the way to approach your customers. Do you have any concept or beliefs about the way a startup or an entrepreneurship should approach its customers? I would like you also to share your best advice for entrepreneurs and startup founders in regards to customer focus and customer approach.
Yeah, so it has to be about the customer. And the other day I actually tweeted this, I think, and I talked about just because you're innovative doesn't mean you're going to be successful, right? Because of course you're trying something new, but if nobody wants to buy it, is that really innovation? Of course it's not. So you always want to think about who is your customer, what problem are you solving for them? And that's really how you stay relevant long-term. And then, of course, you also want to think about what is your story? What is your unique differentiator? Why are you doing it? I'll give you the example of Uber. So Uber, right, of course, it started because the founders were in France, I think. That's at least the story I remember. They were in France and they couldn't get a cab and they thought maybe there's better solutions. And they came up with a problem. So actually, they came up with a solution to a problem that they faced themselves. So it's a really, really good story, right? Of course, now it needs to evolve. Right? Because now you have Uber, now you have Lyft, now you still have Cab, which of course have already figured out, have already found the effect, the negative effect on them with Uber. But the ultimate story, how it started, was actually a really, it's actually a really good story. And it's really, if you think about it, customer focused, and then they figured out a way to solve that problem for their customers. The reason I think it's so hard for any people, including myself from time to time, is to put the customer first, is because sometimes we think we're the customer, you know? And it's like, I hear this all the time too, like in healthcare. When I was in healthcare, people would say, doctors aren't on Facebook, you can't reach them on Facebook. And that statement is like, it can't be true, because like almost everybody is on Facebook, you know? So just because you can't reach them doesn't mean they're not on Facebook. It just means you haven't figured out how to reach them. And so, you know, we want to think about our customers. We want to keep our mind open. Of course, that's really hard because the world always evolves around ourselves, right? And we know what we know, and we don't necessarily think about that. But it's totally possible. And, you know, that would be my recommendation.
So if you would put it as an advice, how would you put it?
Well, think about what problem are you trying to solve for your customer, and who is your customer? If you can't even tell me who your customer is, you know, that's really, really hard. And, you know, in marketing, we come up with personas. I had one team I worked with one time, and they had a persona called Susan. Susan is a middle-aged woman whose parents are getting older, of course, as well. And here are her needs. So every time they were producing content and they were having discussions about content, they would say, does Susan care about this? Why does she care about it? And then they had a discussion. They'd say, oh, I can't see that Susan cares about this. And they talked about Susan like she was a real person, right? And she kind of was, but it wasn't about them, right? So if I'd say, I mean, we have these meetings all the time in all kinds of industries here where people make decisions based on what they think. Right. And I sometimes ask people, why did you make that decision? And somebody says, because the boss wanted it. I'm like, well, why? Like, what does that have to do with anything? And so companies, large and small, really need to move past that and figure out, who are we actually trying to reach? Put a name by it. And what was so fascinating about this team, they talked about that person they talked about that persona like a person. Like, you'd think she exists, which she kind of does, but it works.
Definitely, I do agree. And the only thing I will add to this lovely story is that we should make sure that it's really Susan, the customer.
Right.
Sometimes they are so sure who is going to use the product. And a lot of time they're thinking of the heavy users, and they are not the ones that will start with it and that will take the risk. So I always love to say, what we know is that we don't know anything until we go and find out and check. So, of course, you need this Susan, but you have to make sure that she is not Bob.
That is true.
By mistake.
That is true.
I know you have successes, and we'll talk about them in a minute, but I would like to ask you, what is your biggest, most critical failure with customers, the one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most?
Greatest failure. Sometimes you don't know, right? That's the problem. You don't know what didn't work because it just kind of disappeared. So some of the biggest failures probably are when contracts don't get renewed and you can't actually learn from it, right? So if you have a long-term contract with a client and all of a sudden the contract changes and goes away and you can't figure out why it even changed. And sometimes this is really interesting, especially for entrepreneurs. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you, right? It has something to do with maybe the budget got cut, maybe... I know people, like companies argue over this all the time. They say the company owns the relationship, which is, of course, totally silly because companies don't own relationships. People own relationships, right?
That's right.
They might own the contract for whatever the service is, but depending what the service is and depending on who's offering it, like it is actually literally with the person versus with the company, because if that person wasn't there, they couldn't actually fulfill the contract. So anyway, that's a whole different rabbit hole. But the biggest failure is when you can't learn from something, when you can't actually take something away from it. And sometimes the thing you learn is that it had really nothing to do with you. I wouldn't jump to that first, right? Because that's always an easy reason to just kind of move on. but make sure you figure out what's the lesson that can be learned. And I find that kind of very much a failure when I can't figure out why something didn't work. Yeah. And sometimes it's timing, you know? I mean, I had a client I pitched something to maybe a year ago or a longer time ago, and they didn't want it. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they came back and they said, oh, we want to do this now. What's the current pricing? Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't a failure, even though it was a lost contract, but then they came back and the timing just wasn't right. So,
can you share a specific example, one customer that you really didn't manage to learn what happened or that you learned afterwards?
Well, I mean, I couldn't name any customers, of course, but that's the best example. Sometimes the timing, and sometimes people don't even give you feedback, right? And so a lot of companies do run into that as well, that they actually can't talk about some of those things.
Now I would like to ask you about your greatest success with a customer. What is the story of your greatest, most significant success as a result of the right customer focus or something that you did right about approaching your customer?
Typically, the projects that work really, really well are when clients actually help move forward and they give it the time it needs and they have the right discussions. So, for example, some of the content marketing projects I've done is, you know, content marketing does work. However, it's not easy. You actually have to do a lot of work and you have to do smart work and you have to do deliberate work. So when you have the customers who actually want to try that and listen to the advice and try it, it is just beautiful to see how they're growing their audience, how they're driving conversions, and how they're making it work for their specific case. And then this is kind of interesting, is, you know, one of my goals, because I really can't actually like work with every single person, right? Even, I mean, I guess I could build like, you know, larger and larger teams. But one of my goals actually is to help you figure out how to do it yourself and then like you can just go do it, which is really new because a lot of companies, what they try to do is they try to set up a model of where you can't get rid of them, right? But in this model, I'm trying to teach you how to do it. And at some point, you literally don't need me, right? Because you can actually do it. Now, what's different in storytelling and content marketing is stuff changes all the time. So for example, I had somebody that they asked, they wanted to do Facebook Live because it worked so well last year or 2 years ago. And Facebook has changed so much in 2 years, you know, so is that still a good strategy? Will you actually be able to duplicate what you did last year? Probably not. So there is always a market in that area. So you have to figure out how do you adjust your own strategy. But it certainly is great when you can see people who can go out and do what you taught them.
Can you recommend the best, most effective technological or digital tool that's related to customer focus, marketing, or to sales? And the reason I'm asking that is there are so many tools out there, and I'm not looking to add one to the endless list, but I'm looking for those tools that really work for the successful entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And I want you to think of a tool that really works for you.
Yeah, that's a great question. So first of all, I want to say that any technology tool is not the solution to any problem, right? So you first have to create the culture. You first have to figure out what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. So that is never the step number one. But two of my favorite tools, and there's no financial relationship between us at all. It's just, you know, I've used them before. I think they're fantastic. One is on Twitter, for example. There's many, many advanced tools, but you do want to listen to your customers. And the easiest way to do that is to really use a tool like TweetDeck or Hootsuite. I think they work really well to listen to what people are talking about. Also, Google Alerts. You know, you should be having alerts out for your company name, for your name, maybe even your phone number. I'm always surprised I have a couple of phone numbers up on Google Alerts, and sometimes I get an alert, and I was like, why would that phone number show up? So you can see if there's something else happening. So those two are really good. Email marketing is not dead. One of my favorite tools, there's plenty of other tools out there as well, but the one I personally like quite a bit is SalesLoft. And what that tool does is you can push content to people automatically once you set it up, right? So you can have cadences. It's really a drip campaign or drip content. And then when people reply, they move over into a manual cadence. So then you have to, of course, reply manually and carry that conversation forward. But those tools are really some of the go-tos that I've used. The other thing is, if your website, you can have all kinds of different CMSs. You know, they go from almost free to highly expensive. What I would focus on, I've done a lot of projects on WordPress. And what's nice about WordPress, 80% of your SEO problems are taken care of out of the box. You know, so like you set it up and like as long as you share some decent content, you don't have to fiddle with it too much. Now, there's always ways you can improve things, of course, but that's a really nice way. And the other thing I love about WordPress, and it's, you know, I wrote two books, and what's interesting, I wrote those books on my phone, and they come from blog posts, right? In my blog posts, I file them in the WordPress app. So it really helps you be mobile and share things from wherever you are, and you don't have to sit in front of a computer to even share your company's stories.
Beautiful. Now I would like to ask you, is there any person? It can be a service provider, like a mentor, a consultant, an advertiser. It can also be a book that had a major impact of your customer success and can help other entrepreneurs as well.
Yeah, so one person, really a couple of people come to mind. One is Chuck Peters. He is currently the chairman of a media company in Eastern Iowa. A lot of the storytelling initiatives really came out of projects that him and I worked on together, you know, many, many years ago here. So that's one mentor. The next one, Sandra Fancher. She's currently the chief strategy officer at MedTouch. And, you know, really what she helped me learn is how do we do digital strategy really in a nimble way, in a way that's always helpful for the customer, right? How can we help the customer? Those are probably the top two that come to mind. Of course, you know, you can't build any business or anything without a team. So there's many, many other people, of course, that we could talk about for the next 10 hours. But those two certainly are in the top 10 there.
Can you tell or do you remember the point when you stopped chasing after customers and started to attract them?
Oh, I don't know if I can remember that time, but the thing is, once you attract them, it's actually a much better relationship, right? Because they're willing to pay more. They're looking for a problem. So you're not chasing them and try to annoy them into giving you money, but they're looking for help and then they find you. And usually that's a much more beneficial relationship.
Definitely. You know, there are many things that actually affect our success. But there is always one factor that has the most impact on each one of us. And I want to ask you, what is this one factor for you? What is your key success factor?
I mean, just to try to figure out a way to stay relevant and go from there.
And I would like to thank you for being here. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you. And, you know, anytime I can help your listeners, happy to offer advice.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And for you, our listeners, until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.